in the mailbox.
Welcome to Mailbox Radio Prague's Letters program. First of all, let me remind all shortwave enthusiasts among our listeners that a new edition of Radio Prague's QSL cards is out and ready to be sent out in exchange for your reception reports. This year, the cards feature all those remarkable inventors and scientists who contributed to the development of international science and technology, such as the inventor of soft contact lenses, Otto Wichterle, and the doctor who discovered the four basic blood groups, Jan Jansky. You can have a look at the cards as well as cards from 10 previous years on our website www.radio.cz. Now on to your letters. First, one last brief look back at Christmas. Paul Goeltz from the United States has sent us this email.
Dear Radio Prague, I cannot thank you enough for introducing me to Czech Christmas carols and to the children's choir Bambini de Praga in particular. I think it was an evening. I was sitting on the couch listening to shortwave using a new antenna that Santa brought me. I was half asleep and I happened on Radio Prague and the Christmas program. The music was so beautiful. I woke up. And then I remembered that my radio could record. So I pressed record and captured the last portion of the last tune you played, Jak si krásne je zlátko. I could not get it out of my head. My girlfriend Cindy and I are both musicians. So we learned the tune and played along with it on cello and violin, and we love it. I then discovered that I could download the whole program and listen to it without the static. But I have to say that I prefer the scratchy recording I made from shortwave. There's some magic in it, I think. I looked up Bambini de Praga on the internet and found a place in Europe somewhere that has the CDs. Through the miracle of the internet, a couple weeks later, I have the whole CD, and I'm very happy.
Thank you very much, Paul, for that lovely letter. And I must say that Bambini de Praga's rendering of Christmas carols is my favorite, too. A couple of years ago, we broadcast a feature about a special type of cake, now ubiquitous in the Czech Republic. It is the honey cake, or medovník, but it is not Czech. The cake is baked here by a Russian family. Opinions differ as to where the recipe comes from. Some say Ukraine, others as far as the Caucasus. Listeners or readers often write in to ask for the recipe, which we don't have, of course, because it's top secret. But Jonathan Rishpan from California sent us a different email.
My grandmother's maiden name was Medovník, but the family story is that her family ran a bar which served mead. She was Jewish and her family came from Lithuania. But maybe they were bakers in Prague. Who knows?
Well, in those days, no one in Prague knew about medovník, as it is a very recent appearance. But mead or medovina has been produced in this part of the world since time immemorial. Steve Ashton from the United Kingdom recently visited the Czech Republic and wanted to share his experiences.
You have a great city and lovely beer. Clean streets, great food and restaurants. The old town area and the Gothic architecture have amazed me. Just one concern, graffiti. What a shame it's on all the walls and main roads to the tourist centre, even on the historical buildings. I work in Birmingham, and a success over the last year has been to remove graffiti as it appears. A team is employed to tackle the graffiti. Trying to catch the offenders was unsuccessful. However, cleaning it as it appears seems to have worked well. How about a graffiti removal event every year? Get people from all over Europe to participate.
Well, graffiti is a concern for most, if not all, Prague municipalities. Prague 6 recently launched an anti-graffiti program, removing it as soon as it appears. For example, the town of Kadaň gives financial rewards to citizens who report on graffiti sprayers. And now from Australia, Ben Reiki writes.
Could you please supply me with the English translation of the lyrics to the song Ye Kui by Karel Krill? I heard this song recently on a video in the little cinema in the Museum of Communism in Prague, and all I could get were the lyrics in the Czech language. The English translation would be very much appreciated.
We get requests like that quite often, and I'm afraid we cannot help you. Radio Prague is not able to provide translations or tips for good restaurants and shopping in Prague, for that matter. We are here to broadcast. Professional translators from and into Czech are now available all over the world, and if not physically, then always through the internet. And a text like this should cost only a few dollars. Well, our time is up now, so let's repeat our competition question for January. The sugar cube is something that everybody is familiar with, but what do we know about its origin? This month, we would like to know who, when, and where first invented the sugar cube. The address for your answers, as well as comments on our program, is, as usual, Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic, or English at radio.cz.
Thank you very much there, Pavla Horáková. Her work is not yet done. We're not going to let you go because, of course, those